Friends, the Gospel provides a detailed list of the genealogy of Jesus from Adam all the way to Mary and her fiancé, Joseph the carpenter. The New Testament begins in Matthew's Gospel, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, or Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Matthew lists 42 generations from Abraham to David, all the way to the birth of Jesus. In the entire New Testament, the genealogy of David's line ends at the birth of Jesus. Jesus qualified as the promised offspring of Abraham and David. Registered in the Roman census as from David's hometown, it leaves no doubt whatsoever that Jesus, born to Mary, descended from King David's royal line. In the New Testament, 20 times Jesus is identified as King of the Jews. Friends, the first book of the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew, was addressed to Jewish readers. Yet remarkably, the first identification of Jesus as King of the Jews was made by Persian astronomer wise men. Why was that? During their 70-year exile, the Judean remnant, led by great men like Daniel, shared the teaching of the Old Testament scriptures. Like many others, those scholarly Persian wise men became aware of a divine promise to King David of an abiding kingdom and of the promise to Abraham of an offspring who would bring blessing to all families of the earth. They were convinced that an unusual star pointed to the royal birth. The star guided them to Jerusalem. Naturally, they inquired at the royal residence. "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews?" Herod, the tyrant king, was understandably disturbed by the thought of being overthrown by a newborn Jewish king. Learned Jewish religious leaders confirmed to him and to the Persian scholars that the promised child was prophesied to be born in Bethlehem, the royal birthplace of King David. Yet Jesus did not refer to himself as king over the 33 years of his earthly life, not even during his 3 years of heavenly public teaching and miraculous activities. Neither did the Jewish political and religious establishment use the term King of the Jews until it was needed to convince Pontius Pilate that Jesus threatened the Roman rule. So they falsely accused Jesus of claiming to be King of the Jews. We read in the 18th chapter of John's Gospel, "So Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him, 'Are you the King of the Jews?' Jesus answered, 'Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me?' Pilate answered, 'Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you over to me.'" Friends, then Jesus asserted that he is a different type of king. Pilate asked him, "What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, My servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from this world. Then Pilate said to him, So you are a king. Yet as the promised Messiah king, the offspring of Abraham and King David, Jesus said to Pilate, You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. Clearly then, friends, the unbelieving Jews rejected Jesus and wanted to get rid of him because he did not meet their longings and expectations. They desired the king to re-establish an ethnic Jewish kingdom, an earthly king to liberate them from the foreign Roman rulers. Jesus stated that his kingdom is not of this world. It is the eternal, universal, heavenly kingdom of truth, holiness, justice, peace, and the divine self-giving love. In him, as the promised Messiah. The kingdom is composed of those from all families of humanity who cling to Jesus, the sovereign heavenly king. He came to earth not to establish an ethnic earthly kingdom. Rather, through his suffering, death, and resurrection, he provides redemption for us sinful people. His saving grace brings the blessing promised to Abraham for all families of the earth. Hallelujah.